Be the inspiration, not the perspiration. In other words, don't sweat it and don't stink up the room. My name is Mr. 2020 and you are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Today is January 11, 7:36 a.m. It's a very special day of the year for me and I'm not going to tell you why. But you can guess. Meanwhile, be the inspiration, don't be the perspiration. Don't sweat it and don't stink up the room. So there are two guys at the pool. And they've both gone part-time. They were both more full-time. Now they're just casual, intermittent. I don't see them hardly at all. And I miss them because they're great to talk to. But here's what happened. We spoke. Here's what else happened. They noticed that I'm not your normal egg. They noticed that people ask me if I'm retired, and I tell them no. And they say, what do you do? So I tell them a little bit. And if they're open, we chat. Because I want you to get something. Write this down. You can be the pilot or you can be the passenger. Which are you being today? Which are you being in this moment? Are you the pilot of are you the pilot or the passenger? So these two guys, they stepped up to being the pilot more. Both of them formed internet businesses. Both of them are doing well. And both of them are very professional. They didn't just form a business. You know, the one fella and I, we chat, you know, once in a while. I'd like to say quite a bit, but I don't see him quite a bit. But when we chat, he tells me things that help with me with what I do. He's become that good at what he does. He decided to start feeding his passion. He decided to start using the tools. He decided to start imagining himself differently. And we didn't sit there and discuss the tools in detail, but, you know, there are these little things, you know, where some people decide to dive deeper, some people don't. Neville Goddard talks about faith. These are well worth writing down. Faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. You get how different that is than hoping one day it might come true, maybe? On the other hand, your faith in God is measured by your confidence in yourself. Both these young bucks decided to cut back on their time getting paid by the hour so they could get paid by the passion. See, these are the kind of people that I love to mastermind with. These are the kind of people I love to have rent my brain calls with. Because what if you could actually profit from your passion? But let's keep going because a lot of people don't like the way profit feels. I don't understand that at all. So when I moved here, I came here to be with Victoria. She worked a full-time job. I was trading full-time and doing coaching work, and then all that changed. I decided to rebuild the internet thing and have this project take over my life because I love teaching this stuff as much as I possibly can. Can you tell? But for a long time now, I've considered her garden girl. And she's a grown woman. But when she gets out in the garden, she becomes like a little girl. She gets this energy, this passion. And this is when I can tell we're on the right track with a good state. So I imagine her as garden girl. And what happens is her job tanks. They hire her as a consultant. That begins to get shitty. And I say, look, just work for us. Help me build the kingdom. Now listen very closely to this, because she builds this garden. She builds this garden. We pay people to help her. And she builds this garden that the ducks love and the dogs love and the wildlife loves. And I come out the door this morning, there's a little baby duck feeding on some bugs, on some plants. And I love it because I know there's more. I walk over to the hot tub here, the portable, the disposable hot tub. And I find more ducks, more wildlife loving our garden. You see, when she follows her passion, the ducks are blessed. So are you guys, people like Anya, people like Jerry, people like Grant, people like Joe. Come here. We've had plenty of others. Those are the ones you probably know. They're blessed by the garden. They're blessed by what we do. Now, here's the other thing. I imagine myself as happy, loving teacher. I imagine her as garden girl. I imagine me as happy, loving teacher. And so I teach. And I build a garden. I build a kingdom. And who is blessed by walking in the garden? Who is blessed by being in the kingdom? You. Because I know what this does. I know how it works. And some people say, well, isn't that arrogant? And I say, no, it's called effective. You see, back in the old days, we had mentors. Back in the old days, we had apprenticeships. Back in the old days, we had masterminds. Now we're awash with data. There's so much confusing data out there. You can collect data for years. You can be in a state of collector, and you can collect so much data. Or if you have 15 minutes a day, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com can totally change your life. See, what are you going to do with your days? See, I'm a fan of getting on with my days. I do 15 minutes worth of exercise in the morning. I get into my calls. I go to the pool. I do my swimming. I've started swimming again. I exercise in the cold water pool for over 30 minutes. Then I go to the warm water pool and exercise there. I am having a blast transforming my body because I've got a passion. You see, whenever you live from your passion, everyone profits. For some reason, there's this ideology in the world, and I'm not a fan of ideology. There's this ideology that it basically goes, if one person profits, the other person pays. And I look at how people profit from the garden. I notice how people profit from what we do here. I just got an amazing audio testimonial this morning. We'll be putting that out. But it's these little tiny things that make my day. Because I choose to make my day. I live my day my way. I don't live life on life's terms. I am what gives life. If this aligns with you, and you want to do what we do, a lot of ways you can begin. Go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Peek around, get some goodies, feed your soul. Because if the podcast feeds you, and it's nothing more than a power snack, you know, join us for a 12-course meal. Or a full-on, like, yummy thing. You can do that at NevilleGoddardStore.com. And now, for fun, for something delightful, imagine what it's like if you and the world were to profit from your passion. Because that's entirely possible. And it's entirely possible for you. You just got to learn what to do. It's not your fault it hasn't happened. Because who the hell taught you how life works? Probably someone that was semi-dysfunctional or entirely dysfunctional. Maybe, probably very, very loving. I mean, the old people in my neighborhood, my parents, very, very loving. But they didn't get how this works. And this moved me around the world. Enough about me. Time to imagine something lovely about you as we go into the silence. All right. Let your dreams run your day. Allow your passion to profit the whole world. Be a prophet. When you actually do this, you get to predict the future by giving life to the now. Dive deeper, soar higher. Have a lovely day. And go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.